Shabbos Shiros Chayvus Halvava, Sunday afternoon. Shar HaBechina Tes Zion Shvat. We'll be starting in around 60 seconds. Okay. Chayvus Halvava, Shar HaBechina. And as the numbers dwindle, the lucky few that stick it out are inspired to thank Hashem for everything that happens, and not just what happens, but we're learning about things that sometimes we don't think about, because till now we talked about biology, and so, you know, okay, it's something that's very real, and we say, Taka, how does my food get digested? And indeed, I have fingers and a hand and feet and a spleen and a gallbladder and a taka. It all works. And the more you delve into it, the more you see how complex it is. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is borrowing this for our benefit, and we see it as an expression of His love and His infinite wisdom and kindness, etc. As the Chazal HaLevavos explained, all the things we're supposed to accomplish with learning Shar HaBechina. But now he's up to things that really, really we take for granted. Because he doesn't discuss, he's talking about the human mind and human intelligence and things that like memory or forgetfulness. And he's talking about, he's not discussing the biology of it, which I don't know if they knew anything then. And now you could study just the biology of the human mind and of memory is at least as complicated, and as we saw last week, probably more so than the digestive system. But he's just talking about the fact, like, wow, Hashem, thank you, that by the time I get to the end of my sentence, I'm still remembering what the beginning of my sentence was. And that's a chesed Hashem, that we have memory. And we remember where we live, and these things we take for granted. And you never forget how to ride a bike, right? So we thank Hashem for that. And maybe we never forget how to swim. But just talking or anything. And it's an effort, as much as he said in the beginning of Shar HaBechina, that we take things for granted. My point now is that it's easier, I feel, it's easier in biology, the things he talked about till now, it's that much easier to say, you know, I'm not going to take it for granted, because look what goes on. I put in my mouth an apple, and it becomes sugar for this aver, and it becomes vitamin whatever for this aver, and protein, minerals, and amazing chemistry, chemical factories in my body. And the delivery system to each aver, but at least it's like, it's real, it's something I could see. But then you think about sanity, that we're sane, and that we ask Hashem, Atachonim lo demdas, m'lamid le'enosh bino, chanenu me'yit chadiyo bino v'haskel, and that we remember, and then the things of the mind, which we'll be learning today, and that we tend to take even more for granted, because we don't see it as an entity separate than ourselves. I could say, well, my lungs work. So once you've told me that sentence and I study it, so I, well, it's, but to say I remember things, I forget things, I'm embarrassed, the power of shame he'll talk about today. That's like, that's me. That's me. I don't think of that as I just thank Hashem for, yeah, you do. You have to thank Hashem for every prat uprat that we have. So he's reminding us of this, and it's a very big gift to learn this, and to, again, every time you say Moda Menachnu Lach, you pick another thing to be thankful for. So we're in that part of the Chayvus Halvavos, we're in Shar HaBechina, and we're in Perek Hamishi, and we're towards the end, and we're talking about the human mind, and we're at the end of the paragraph of the mind. We're actually up to forgetting, but just to go over, we'll start from forgetting. I'm sure everybody remembers the previous inyan. And now he talks about forgetting. You have to think of it as a chesed Hashem. You see, everything's a chesed. Memory's a chesed,
And forgetfulness is a chesed. Forgetfulness is much more than just, oh, my memory failed me. It's a chesed Hashem that we forget things. And we could, it's a chesed Hashem if we undergo a tragedy. So the mind remembers the occurrence of the tragedy, and at the same time it forgets the sharpness of the pain. That fades. And he attributes that to a forgetfulness. It's not always in your face. It's not always as clear and as, you know, when something happens in the first day and the first 3 days and the first week and the first month, you cringe every time you think of it and you can't even stand to think about it. And then Hashem gave a tremendous chesed. And really it's a Rashi and Chumash that the mace is mishtakeach min halev after 12 months. And that's Avelus, really the dinim of Avelus, of 1 day, of 3 days, of 7 days, of 30 days, and of 12 months for a parent, are really reflective of the pain slowly, slowly receding. And the halakhos reflect that. So umitoelos hashikha, just those two words teach us everything we want to know, and is the benefit of learning. Of learning Chavis Halavas, that Shikha is a To'eles, it's a gift. It's a gift Hashem gave the human race. Kilule Hashikha, if not for Shikha, Loha Yanisha Adam Ibli Etzev, we would walk around depressed. That's a Chavis Halavas, very optimistic fellow. If not for forgetful, he doesn't say you would be ecstatic because you'd always remember the day you got married. He'd say you'd walk around sad because everybody undergoes tragedies and sadnesses, and it would linger indefinitely, and the sharpness of the pain would overcome, apparently, the simcha of the good things that happen to us, because, you know, life is full of bumps. And if not for the ability to forget, there wouldn't be a person that wouldn't be sad. And he says, even the joy in the world would not drive the sadness away. Very interesting. That's what he says. You take it as a given, or say, how does he know? Or maybe there's more sadness than joy in a person's life. I don't know. Obviously, if you follow the Shara HaBachina and Chavis HaLovus, then the joy should overwhelm any sadness, because you're always thinking about how you're alive and how you're breathing. And if we put into, he's not talking about someone that learned Shara HaBachina, I guess. He's talking about someone who didn't learn Shara HaBachina. And, yeah. Wait,
it's possible that the intensity of the joy could make you depressed, because if you remember how joyful you were at that point, and you look at your life now, that could also make you depressed.
That's a very depressing thought, thank you. Yeah. Maybe he's not explaining it. He's saying, let's remember and let's think about the gift of Shikha that Hashem gave us. And if not for Shikha, people would walk around sad. I don't want to make that the Iker point, what would drive away what. I want to make the Iker point that everything we just automatically assume are that way is really a Chesed Hashem, that's how it exists. Yeah.
Is this forgetting? Is it like a uniform, like everybody gets the same amount, or some people don't forget as much?
I assume, I don't know. I mean, Chazal say, Ameis mishtakech min alev achar yud beis chodesh. That seems to be a universal rule. Some people, you know, some people live with the tragedy of a death, and they can't shake it, and they have to end up going for therapy, because it's taka, not normal. I assume there's various degrees, but the concept is universal. It's a chesed Hashem that he gives to the human race that ultimately they'll forget. And we find that when there are people, just like everything we're learning about, we see the rule and the exception. So there are people who can't shake. They live with grief and they have to go for grief therapy. How to get rid of it, because they can't forget about, some people have it by a parent dying. Some people, Rahman al-Islam, have greater tragedies, a spouse or a child,
and they live with it, and they have to go to therapy because Hashem made the world that you will forget. And it's not just personal tragedies, right? Everybody wonders, oh, there's missiles falling in Ashkelon. How can I make supper today? It's all forgetfulness. Maybe part of it is Hesach Hadas. We're able to make supper and go shopping for a new dress, even though there are missiles falling in Ashkelon. And it's not, you know, it's a Chesed Hashem that we're able to do that, or we wouldn't be able to function. Now, you have to think about the missiles falling in Ashkelon, or else they're going to fall in Beit Shemesh. But it doesn't, the fact that it doesn't stop us from functioning, which is always said, oh, you can't let them be victorious, but it's really a Chesed Hashem that the human mind can do that, could be Mesiach Das from things like that, and allow us to function. And the reason is because it allows us to function, it allows us to be optimistic, it allows us to have Menuchas Nefesh, otherwise we would go nuts. We would have no respite from things that are attack us. You would never be able to stop thinking about it over and over again. And then again, this, some people taka can't. And they just play it over in their minds again and again. And it's very, very painful. It's very, very painful. And it's a Chesed Hashem that normally that doesn't happen. Normally it fades away. Halo Tira. And now look. Echusan ba'odam hazikoron v'hashikcha. And now he wants you to think about, well, look, a person has two opposing qualities that are functioning at the same time. Because you remember the fact that it happened, because you deal with life as it is now, and you remember that the person got injured, or that somebody hates you, or this happened, that happened. You remember that, but you forget the pain of it. You forget. It's not ki'ilu yotzo mimitzrayim. You see, we know that there is a type of memory which evokes the emotions of the moment. There's even a fancy name for it, which I forgot. There's a name for it where you could, like, there's two types of memory. There's a type of memory where you just don't recall, let's say, the fact that you're married, but you recall getting married. And you could, sometimes you can smell, you know, the potato kugel that was there at the smorgasbord. Or you can hear, or you remember the niggun that was being played. Like your mama's there at the moment, and that's a very strong, it's a type of memory. It's like cutting out the word that. You don't just remember that you're married, you remember getting married. You don't just remember that a person died, you remember the person dying. And that brings back the pain of the moment, and that's what we have to do Pesach night. I said once, a few years ago, that Chayev Odom L'Yerus HaHatzim Ki L'Yotzim Mitzrayim means that we have to access that type of memory. Not just remember that we went out of Mitzrayim, but we have to evoke within ourselves, remember going out of Mitzrayim and all of the simcha and all of the kuruv al Hashem that went on at that time. So at the same time you're remembering things, you're remembering that, but you're forgetting at the same time, even the same event. I'm saying you could remember that something happened because we have to deal with it, but we're forgetting, and it's an element of forgetfulness. That's the chiddush. It's not just the pain that fades away because, you know, we probably never thought about it before. Like, why does the pain fade away? So say, oh, because, I don't know, maybe that's the chesed Hashem, that the pain fades away. And it is. But the chiddush halvavus, at least according to the science of his day, I don't know how scientific the studies of the mind were in his days, how sophisticated they were. They looked at the mind as a more metaphysical thing. Now we treat it as mamish biological. And this area of the brain is short-term memory, and this part of the brain is long-term memory. And if you touch this part of the brain, the guy will start singing a niggun. They can do that. And they touch this part of the brain, the person will laugh. And they touch this part of the brain, the person will cry. They mamish have. But the point is that it's not just that the pain recedes, because after a while you get used to it. Like if you stick me with a pin enough times, so by the 100th time it won't hurt so much. He's saying it's an element of shikha. It's a function of shikha. And it's and that's the amazing thing, is not only does that exist, but it coexists together with memory. Behema mischalfen v'shonim zem mizeh. They're contradictory and different from each other. V'husum lo b'chalechot mehem minim enat toelas. And each of them has different kinds of benefits. You go to sleep at night and you don't know how you're going to pay the mortgage, and you don't know how you're going to make ends meet, and you have to go into the principal to talk about your child, and you know, so that's hanging. But you wake up in the morning and hopefully you're ready, you're refreshed, and you're not just refreshed physically, but you're ready to tackle it. There's a mind, it's a rest, a menuchas nefesh of sorts also crept into your mind. So, but okay. But his point is, though, and that's not really the point. The point he's making is that memory has a toelas. So you remember your name, and you remember who your friends are, and you remember where you live, and you remember, as I say, how to ride a bike, and you remember the beginning of the sentence, and you remember where you put your car keys, hopefully, and where you put your reading glasses. And then forgetfulness has its toalios, has its benefits. V'achakach, now move on to the third of the list that he made. Chashov b'midas habusha. Be thankful for the koach of busha. Busha is amazing. The Chavis HaVavis is going to be very harsh. Meaning, you know, it says this coming week's Sedra, it says, right, Hashem made the whole Kolos of Brokim in the Maimon Har Sinai, Ulabavur Tia Yiras Hashem Al Pneichem. Yiras Hashem should be Al Pneichem. So the Gemara says, Zehu Yiras Hashem Shehu Al Haponim, Zehabusha. The Koach of Busha is a manifestation of Yiras Hashem, and a very powerful manifestation of Yiras Hashem. And the Chavis HaLavas is going to say things which are going to make us all cringe. He's going to say, if not for the Koach of Busha, we would do a lot of bad stuff. We would not be so honest, and we would not be so tzanua, and we would not be so nice. And if someone said, can I come talk to you now, you'd say, get out of here, I don't want to waste my time talking to you. But we're ashamed. Someone says, can you do me a favor? We're ashamed. And a lot of good things that we do is because of the koach of busha. And it's a chesed Hashem that we have a koach of busha. An animal doesn't have busha. And, you know, what do you think? They say, can I talk to you? Come and calls you up. They want you to get stuck. Or you say, it's okay, tell me on the phone what you want. Tell me what you want on the phone. They say, no, I want to come talk to you. Why? That's the koach of busha. Because on the phone you're going to say no, because you don't have so much busha to say no. But when he's sitting with you in the living room looking you in the face, you're embarrassed to send him away. It's embarrassment. Send him away with nothing. What?
Busha.
It's an innate, you're ashamed of the person. You're ashamed. It's an innate koach. That's the chiddush of the Chavis HaLavavos. From Hashem, he's talking about halavai we would be ashamed of Hashem. Hashem usually is not such a reality. That's what the Gemara says. Halavai we would be afraid of Hashem and ashamed of Hashem as we are afraid of people and ashamed of people. People do averus when they think no one's looking, but Hashem's always looking. So halavai we would have busha from Hashem. But now he says, let's all thank Hashem for the power of busha. It stops us from doing a lot of things going on in our minds that we would like to do, but we don't do them because we're ashamed. We're ashamed we'll get caught. We're ashamed our names will be in the paper. We're ashamed people will find out. A lot of times we're ashamed of our spouses. We would like to do a lot of things, and we're ashamed because, you know, we have a certain image, and we don't want a loss of that image.
Just realize it's a chesed Hashem. V'achakach hashov b'midos haboshes that humans have, asher yichid b'ha'adam, which is unique to mankind. Animals have an instinctive fear, but they don't have busha. Magadoyla ma'alosa, it's such a virtuous benefit, quality. For rabba to'alto v'takonosa, it is so numerous, its benefits, and how it serves mankind, because it stops people from doing averus, it stops people from picking up a brick and breaking the store window and taking what they want. They're afraid they'll get caught. They're afraid people will find out what they did. They give tzedakah most of the time. I don't know, most of the time. They give tzedakah because they're ashamed not to. They're ashamed. The guy, either the poor man's there sticking out his hand, and you're ashamed to ignore him, or you're ashamed to not be seen as a generous person. It's a tremendous force. That's what the Chavis HaLavas is saying. You're learning it in the Chavis HaLavas. It's a tremendous force in human behavior. The power of shame. You want your husband, I want my wife to have a good opinion of me. Maybe I don't think that out consciously, but we want our parents to be proud of us. We're ashamed that we don't want them to be ashamed of us. It's a very, very powerful motivator in the human psyche that we don't want our parents to be ashamed of us. And follow that along, I don't want my spouse to be ashamed of me. I don't want my friends to be ashamed of me. I don't want tequila to be ashamed of me. It's a very, very powerful force. The lulehi, if not for shame, lahayu ma'achsen and achsenoi, he doesn't pull any punch with the Chavis HaLavas. Oh, can I come to you for Shabbos? Yeah, sure. Because you're embarrassed to say no, says the Chavis HaLavas. The lo makaimen dovar, people would not keep their word. You couldn't trust someone to keep their word like this. They're embarrassed. I said, I'll pay you back in 30 days. I'll pay you back. I'll give it back. I owe you money. I'm ashamed to not pay you. Right? Someone calls you up for a favor. As I said, they want to ask you in person. They don't want to ask you over the phone. They wouldn't grant requests. If not for shame, people would not act kindly. He doesn't mean nobody would ever act kindly. He's saying it's a very powerful force in human behavior, and we shouldn't minimize how much it does in terms of keeping us from doing bad things and in terms of getting us to do good things. U'mesrachkim in arab shum davar. At kidvorim rabim midivrei haTorah. You can trust the Chavis HaLavas, very smart man, very early Rishon. Many things that the Torah demands of us, osim ba'avur haboshes. We keep what the Torah says out of shame. Ki rov mibnei adam lohoyu mechabdim es avosom lulei haboshes. Right, they're ashamed. The people in the nursing home are going to say, hey, how come I never see you, only on Father's Day? Right, you're ashamed. So the degree to which they mechabed their parents is because of shame. This is when they get older. When you're a kid, you don't have a shame. When you're a kid and you have teenage friends, then you're ashamed to be mechabed your parents, because they'll think you're a nerd. So you have to show that you're not mechabed them. That's what that works the other way. It's okay, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Is there this concept that in heaven somebody could be ashamed of you?
What?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know how it manifests itself, but yes. In fact, the Mechtan Eliyahu talks about that the fire of Gehenna is the fire of shame. You know, when you're ashamed, your cheeks get red and your face burns with embarrassment. He says the fire of Gehenna is the busha, how you wasted your life. Not you, how a person wasted their life. That's the fire of Gehenna is the overwhelming feeling of embarrassment for having squandered the gifts that Hashem gave. That's a Mechtan Eliyahu. That's fire. And it burns. You know, we experience that, but he says that's the fire of Gehenna. And there's a Gemara, there's a Gemara about Kol Echad Nichve is burnt, Mechuposo Shel Chaveiro. Like everybody has is given a place of a Mishkan, a place to live, so to speak, in Gan Eden. And each person is Nichve, which means is burnt, singed. Meaning there's this concept like you're ashamed, even in the Lamedes, you say, well, why didn't I do that? Look how much that person accomplished. I could have accomplished it. I should have accomplished it. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't hear so well. Well, yeah, the Chavis HaLovas is saying this is the human condition. Avada, of course, we have to work on ourselves, that shouldn't be our motivating force, or at least it should be, or we can direct it that should we be ashamed of Hashem. He's not being frum now. He's describing a gift that Hashem gave mankind. And he's saying when people walk in the street and they're honest and they pick up something and they want to give it back, and they're, a lot of it is busha. A lot of it is that they're ashamed to be seen as stingy, they're ashamed to be seen as balei aveira, they're ashamed in certain circles, let's say, to talk lashon hara. A lot of it, that's all that he's not getting into. If it should be that way, if it shouldn't be that way, he's describing life. And he's saying, that's how it is. We're ashamed, maybe. There's things people want to do, they have different desires, maybe, and you know, and they're ashamed. They're ashamed because it's looked on. That's one of the evils, of the modern world is this loss of shame. Tznius is shame. That's when they want to legitimize, what's the word? I'm going to pronounce it wrong, you'll correct me. Aberrant behavior? Aberrant, that's how you pronounce it. When they want to, I don't want to, it's not sneeristic to talk about it, but when if you know the last, I've been around, so in the last, I'd say 50 years, last 50 years, or 40 years for sure. So people always did Averis. I mean, you read about stories and the most proper people did all sorts of terrible Averis, but they kept it hidden. They were ashamed of it. And they did it Betzina, and they hoped no one found out about it. But now the Mahalach, the Rishon, I'm not saying there's a secret group that sits around the table figuring these things out. But if you look around the world and you see all sorts of behavior being legitimized, and adarabah, it's a mitzvah. It's a loss of a sense of shame. It's a loss of, I'm not embarrassed to live a certain way. Adarabah, it's an alternative lifestyle. Adarabah, this is how I choose to live. And this whole thing, and this all came from the freedom, the emancipation, and the whole movement towards personal freedom that's, let's say, around for a few hundred years. And the American Revolution was part of that, and the French Revolution was part of that, and then it took over the whole Western world. And the whole idea of personal freedom and personal choice, and, you know, so that all became, what it carried along with it. Again, you have to see Hashem's hand in history. It's wonderful in history. As I said yesterday in the Drasha, I don't know if we would be Oymed Ben Asayon if we had the Nisyanus of our ancestors. So now it's relatively easy to keep Torah and mitzvahs, but there's what comes along with this freedom is, you know, Yitzhara is always maneuvering for ra, for evil. So along with this freedom, and I'm free to be frum, is I'm free to do averis, and I shall be ashamed. And you see, there's less and less busha. For all sorts of things. I'm not just talking about arayos. There's less busha for abortions. There's less busha, all sorts of things. People are not embarrassed anymore. They say, yeah, I'm a capitalist society. That's how you make money. So that's what the Chavis HaLovas declares. You want to argue with him and saying Chas V'Sholem, people do everything l'shma, okay? No problem. He says most people would not be mechabed their parents if not for busha. Kol shekein zulasam, they would give no respect to another person except they're embarrassed. They don't want people to think ill of them. V'lo hayu meshivim pikadon, they wouldn't return an article that was given to them for safe watching. Yeah, he doesn't mean nobody ever would. He means there would be a lot of trouble in the business world if there wouldn't be a sense of shame.
The guy comes, where's my merchandise? What are you, I don't know what you're talking about. I never saw you before in my life. He call Asher Yasim, he call Eila Hadvarim HaMagunim Shazacharnu. Anyone who does one of these terrible things that we just mentioned, Eina Olsa Olsam, like, he passes the level of, okay, Hashem told me not to do it, I'm going to do it anyway. But many times he has to pierce, says the Chayim HaSavavah, the threshold of Busha also. I'm ashamed. Right? I'll do the Aveira of moving Muktzah on Shabbos. But my husband's going to see me. My wife's going to see me. She'll see me. She'll say, what are you doing? It's Muktzah. Nobody's going to say, I don't care about Muktzah. You see? Yeah, I'm ashamed. Shame, you know, when someone thinks badly of me and I care, that's a sense of shame. That's a sense of shame. So he says that's a very powerful force. Now that force, in Shari Yichud HaMaisa, right, he says that that's not an ideal by a long shot. And we have to work on just being ashamed of Hashem and of doing things because it's Hashem's will. Here, he just wants to wake us up in Shar HaBechina to thank Hashem for something that only humans have and animals don't have, and that's a sense of shame. And it keeps a smooth running society to a large degree. Eina also, someone who does these terrible averus would not do them elala achar sheyifshot kasus haboshach meyolav. He sheds the mantle, the clothing of Busha. Kamo she'amar ha'kosuv, the pasuk says, in Yirmiyahu, gam bosh lo yevoshu, they're not ashamed the way they're acting, gam hachlim lo yodo, they don't know how to be embarrassed, they don't know how to feel ashamed. Now, I talked about this in a drasha a few weeks ago, that really being a baishon is one of the midos of Klal Yisrael that we're known by. Baishonim, Gomer Chasodim, right? This is a trait of Klal Yisrael. What? Yeah, it's a trait. Now, sometimes you have to shed the trait, right? As I talked about. Yeah, sometimes we say, Az Ponim Leganim. Az Ponim is the opposite of Busha. And sometimes we say, Havi Az Konomer. Lasos Sonovicha Sheba Shemayim. So this is all the greatness of Hashem, and it's all the greatness of the complexity of a human being. And this is really what we learned about in the very last parak of Shar Avodas Elokim, where, and really the whole Sefer Orchos Sadikim, which appeared many, 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 many centuries later, is based on the idea that a person has conflicting attributes, and really they're contradictory, and you can't say absolutely this is good or this is bad. Everything has its right time and its right place, and you have to know when to pull it out and use it. But in general, if we see it's one of the three traits of Klal Yisrael, so you say in general it's good to be embarrassed. It's a wonderful midah. You shouldn't be ashamed of being ashamed. If you're saying, oh, my son's a little bashful, it's a little shy, that's good. That's good. You shouldn't think it's such a... Okay, again, everything is lefi mida. If he can't open his mouth, if he's ashamed to say hello, and has no self-confidence, then it's not a good thing. But in general, it's wonderful. Look, a person's bashful. They don't want to do things publicly. They don't like when someone's looking at them. They don't like to be the center of attention. So that's a good thing, and that's what you see from the Gemara. What? He didn't say not. Oh, you mean the Gemara? Goyim have a certain amount of busha, but it's not an inherent character trait. And for a Jew, it's in the genes. It's in the DNA of a Jew. Goyim do gemilas chasodim also. But it's still an altruistic gemilas chesed is the trait of a Jew. So this is what the Chavit Allah says. You can believe it or not believe it. The reason I didn't take bread from my local makolet this morning, because the delivery truck came and there were boxes of loaves of bread. And the reason I didn't go help myself to 2-3 of them is maybe because of Lo Sigzol, hopefully. But also, there's people walking around. They're going to see me tank. It's embarrassing. That's what the Chavis HaLov is saying. You can believe him or not believe him. Let's go further. His point is to thank Hashem for it. We're not going now into the Musar Shabbat. We're not going into the psychology Shabbat. We're learning how to thank Hashem. And if you go through your day, I am sure that if we think of Busha as not just, oh, I'm embarrassed, but this Midah, which is not always a good Midah. He wrote the whole Shari Yichud HaMaisa to say it's far from ideal. But it's there, and it keeps us above a red line, because as we strive for the ideal, we don't want to go around stealing and borrowing things from people and never paying it back, and making fun of people and cheating people. We can't have a behavior that Hashem's waiting for us to reach a madrega in Shar Avodas Elokim. So that's the great gift of Busha, that keeps us from sinking below a certain level until we reach the madrega that we're supposed to reach, which is, you know, ultimately to do everything because it's Ratzon Hashem. But the Chavis HaLovos, you can quote him, you don't have to be ashamed. He says, the reason I didn't steal the bread this morning is my first instinct is I'm embarrassed that people will see me. And then I said, oh, it says Lo Signov, what do you know, can't do it. Okay, Va'omer v'lo yodeya avol boshas. This is another pasuk in Tanakh. This is in Tzfanya, that the evil one doesn't know embarrassment, and that sets up a basically decent society if there's a sense of shame. I think there was a book written maybe 20 years ago, 30 years ago, by a rabbi, Manus Friedman. And the name of the book was, doesn't anybody feel embarrassed anymore?
No, it doesn't make anybody blush anymore.
Okay, that's embarrassment, is blush. Good. Umenatema HaGadol, and really, he wants you to think about it. He wants you to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehutba Ha'odam Ala Boshas Mibnei Adam, a person is given this natural inclination to feel shame before other people, thinking what other people, caring what other people will think of him or her. Bavurmasha Zacharnu Mito Aliyel Sodba, because of the benefits to society that we mentioned. V'yosemimasha Zacharnu, and there's many other benefits that we didn't mention. V'lohut Bala Boshas Miboro. This is amazing, amazing, amazing. This is the Chiddush of Bechira. This is a total amazing Chiddush. And Rabbi Solzlantas Talmud, the Witzel Petterberger, talks about this in his Sefer. About, he talks about it, he calls it Yiras Hashem. Chavis HaLovos, many, 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 many hundreds of years before, talks about it as Busha. It's utterly amazing. I believe in Hashem. Yeah? Yeah, I do. I hope. And I believe Hashem sees everything I do. And we have a natural instinct, and this is what he asks also, and he talks about their barichas in the Sefer Or Yisrael in the beginning. The Talmud wrote like the first part of many printings of the Sefer, have Rabbi Yitzel Petterberger's first, and then comes Or Yisrael, Rabbi Yitzel Salanta Sefer. And he says, like, it's amazing. I won't do something when someone's watching me, and I know Hashem's watching me, and like, I'm not ashamed of Hashem. People do averas, and they know Hashem's watching them, and they won't do an avera if a person's watching them. What is it? Like, that's amazing. It's a chiddush. So the Chavis HaLovos says, yes, we thank Hashem for that, because that's how we have bechira. Because this is what the Chavis HaLovos says. It's a chiddush, it's a tremendous chiddush, it's something we should never cease to be amazed about, that we have a natural inclination to be ashamed of other people, to care what other people think of us, and we're not naturally ashamed, not naturally, we have to work on it, but we're not naturally ashamed of Hashem looking at us and seeing what we do. That's a paradox. The Yosemimak Vlohutba Umenatema HaGadol, it's unbelievable, a sense of surprise, of wonder. Shehut Baha Adam Ala Boshas Mibnei Adam, that a person has instilled within him or her. Hutba, it's part of his teva. Bavurmat
that he has boshes from other people.
Because of all the benefits we mentioned, a smooth running of society. It doesn't dip below a certain level. It could, you know, and then they rationalize. As I said, you lose a sense of shame. We're living in such a period of time now where people with society and the evildoers of society work on legitimizing all sorts of disgusting behavior, and they take away the sense of shame, do your own thing, let it all hang out, and this is like a tremendous smiler. But basically, this is how society functions. V'yolsem imashu zacharnu, a lot of benefits of busha that I haven't talked about. Maybe that's good homework. What other benefits are there? V'lo hutba, and the person does not naturally have ala boshas mi boro. Boshas from the Ribono Shel Olam, hamashkev ala tomer, is always watching him. Why? Because of bechira. Kadei shelo yiyye muchroch ala vodasu also. Because if we would feel that the video camera is always there, which it is, but if we would feel it, and that's also an inyan of shikra, we may see echtas from that, and it's all for the benefit of mankind, to have bechira, because of all the benefits, why Hashem made the world, and why Hashem gave us bechira, and the Ramchal, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if we would always feel and be aware of reality, that Hashem is watching us, right? If there would be a video camera. There is a video camera in the shul. There's a video camera in the shul because of Ganov. But sometimes, I could sit and watch it when I want. Now, and people are learning, you know, and they're talking, and they're joking, and they're saying hello, and they're looking out the window, and spacing out. I don't watch them, it's not nice. But I sometimes, you know, if they would know that I'm sitting there watching them, they would totally act different. But we're all like that. I'm like that also. Right? If we would feel, that's what he's saying. If we would feel that Hashem's watching us every moment, there's no way we would act the way we act. We'd be totally embarrassed. So it's a tremendous chiddush. And the chiddush is in order to enable us to have bechira. That's how strong the sense of busha is. It would be a no-brainer to be good. There wouldn't be bechira. Hashem's watching me. I'm ashamed to go against His will. But we have to work on it. This is our avoda, and we have to slide into what really should come naturally, and there's a tremendous chiddush that it doesn't. As a result of reflecting upon Hashem, and realizing that we're obligated to serve Him out of a sense of gratitude that He will reserve for the next shahr, which we have learned already, shahr avodas Elokim. But to realize, we should realize that we have to serve Him out of gratitude. V'zaitenu hashkafoso al niglosenu, and we have to keep our minds on the fact that He's observing us, al niglosenu v'nisterosenu, and Hashem could read our minds, and Hashem knows what we're thinking. And just like we wouldn't blurt out a terrible sentence when people are listening because we're embarrassed, so Hashem, if we have a strong sense of the reality of Hashem, He doesn't only hear us blurt out something silly or evil or bad or inappropriate, but He hears us thinking something bad and evil and inappropriate. He can hear us loud and clear, so we would be force ourselves not to have bad thoughts, because it's so embarrassing. The video's playing, and they're playing what I'm thinking about. And that's, you know, no one wants that. So he's saying that busha is a chesed Hashem, and it's an amazing nes, and memela another chesed Hashem, that we don't have the natural busha from Hashem, and that's to enable bechira so that we could work on it. We work on having busha b'Hashem, from Hashem, k'mo shamar ha-kosov, Boshu vihikomu midarcheichem beis Yisrael. And as we said hundreds of times to our children, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And that's a very powerful sentence. And that's what we're supposed to say to ourselves in terms of Averus. We should be ashamed of ourselves. We should be ashamed of Hashem. Right? And that's a very powerful force. And it's amazing that we're not naturally embarrassed there. Okay.